This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. Coming up, the perfect libation for watching tonight's Emmy Awards ceremony. But first, to your letters and reaction to our series on Interstate 95. Last week, the focus was on Georgia's portion of the highway. Steve Burgess writes on NPR.org, I grew up as I-95 grew up, traveling back and forth along the entire length from Maine to Florida. There are tens of thousands of great stories along I-95. It's worthy of a long-term audio series over more than just a few weekends. There was also a lively conversation on our website about the most efficient and ecologically friendly ways to transport goods across the country. Zeno Davidoff writes on our website, it's really preposterous to keep intensifying highway traffic. Trains are tons more efficient than trucks at moving quantities of freight. It's the highway and oil cartels that keep this addiction to trucks barreling forward. But Jeffrey Collier says, I don't see any train tracks behind my grocery store. Further expansion of rails would bring even more complaints, as people don't want a rumbling, noisy train in their backyard. The interstate system was designed for freight movement. A number of you wrote in about last week's story on gourmet food trucks. Charla Bear reported on how a number of aspiring chefs are choosing to use their talents in mobile kitchens, and how some of the food, often made with local high-quality ingredients, can come with double-digit prices. Mataka Maxwell writes, this isn't a new concept at all. I've seen taco trucks for years. This is taking the same concept and shoehorning the word gourmet into it just to charge insane prices for burgers. Seriously? And William Parks says, I've typically been very pleased with the food I've gotten from food trucks. I don't know if I'd really be willing to pay $11 for a burger and fries, though. Part of the appeal of these sorts of businesses is, at least for me, relatively low prices. And finally, a comment about last week's conversation with the band Kingsley Flood. The Boston-based rock and roll group recently released their debut album called Dust Windows. MJ Greenwell says, this is fantastic stuff. Stellar songwriting, a blur of styles and genres, great musicianship throughout, and more melodies and hooks than you can shake a stick at. I hope we'll hear a lot more Kingsley Flood in the days, months, and years ahead. Write to us, visit our website, npr.org, and click on the Contact Us link. You can also reach out to us on Facebook at facebook.com/NPR Weekend, or follow us on Twitter at NPR Weekend or NPR Leanne, L-I-A-N-E.